6:53, Bill and Pete, Wednesday morning, as the Battle of the Bulge continues. But the good news is, a lot of folks winning the battle, thanks to Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha, joining us now. From Wayless MD, Sherry Stoka back. Hey, Sherry Stoka, how are you?
Doing well. How are you guys?
We're doing good. We're doing terrific here on a Wednesday. Yesterday, something popped into my email box, as things often do. A place called Wallet Hub. They do a lot of surveys and statistics and things. And they published a list of the 20 most overweight and obese states. Good news, Sherry. Wisconsin, thanks to you, and Wayless MD and Wellness is not in the top 20.
I know. I was super surprised, actually.
We're actually 23rd. Illinois comes in at 34, the fattest state in the union. Any guesses between the two of you, Sherry, Pete?
You told me, so I can't honestly.
Yeah, you cheater.
Yeah, I can't honestly.
I can't either.
Okay, West Virginia. But the interesting stat, really, Sherry, is that the majority of those states in the top 20 are all southern states, which shows you they love their fried food.
Right?
It's a big issue.
Wallet
Hub also released some statistics on diabetes, and those are pretty incredible. Just tossing out a couple of numbers. The estimated medical cost of diabetes in the United States in 2019 was $294.6 billion. And the number of times by which a diabetes patient's health care costs increased was 2.3. So the cost of maintaining and going through this is doubling for people out there. And I know at Wayless MD, you have solutions to this problem.
Yes, yeah. And, you know, this is such a huge monster problem, right? And I think we obviously are doing so many different things to not only help people lose weight, but obviously addressing specific conditions in such as diabetes. But if you think about our healthcare system, you know, we were designed to manage this disease. It is not, there's no attempt to get this under control, you know, because there's so many things that we can just be doing on a regular basis. But we do recognize that diabetes is such a huge growing issue that we have developed a specific program just for that. So it's a little more aggressive. We know that it can reverse diabetes. We know that we can get people off of insulin. We know that we can keep people off of metformin. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we're really trying to get out there, just because I think people kind of still feel like, and we hear it all the time, that, oh, yeah, you know, my mom had it, my dad had it, it's in my family. And it's just like, no, you know, we can do something about this.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the consumption of carbohydrates. And I think the science keeps marching forward. We're learning more, because it is such a national health crisis now, we're learning more about how to combat the negative effects. And yeah, there is no cure for diabetes. I know they're working on a lot of stuff, pancreatic transplants and things, but just, you know, the everyday stuff, there are ways to bring your A1C and your blood sugar numbers down, and a diet, a program like you offer at Wayless MD is a great step toward that.
Yeah, I mean, definitely the diet is where you go first, because, you know, diabetes is a condition where, you know, your body no longer responds to blood or to sugars and insulin, you know, like somebody else without diabetes. So we have to watch. So what increases blood sugars and insulin? Carbohydrates.
Right.
So, you know, we shouldn't be telling people to eat carbohydrates every 2 to 3 hours. It's just the chronic, you know, of the problem. So
yeah, and that's where the food pyramid kind of is kind of skewed that way. You know, you have to eat so many servings of this. Well, for a diabetic, you know, having 5 to 6 or 7 servings of bread or carbs is not a good thing.
It just is not. And I think people are really, really starting to catch on to this. I mean, we all just in general, I think everyone now has tried the low carb, but I still feel like there's just a lot of information out there that just is enough to confuse people. I mean, the American Diabetes Association, if you look at their recommendations, it's 6 to 11 servings of carbs a day. I mean, it's just, you know, we just have to, and obviously you can tell I get a little feisty. We just, our goal is to really get, you know, some real information out there to help people.
Yeah. And of course, as we always mention, that first consultation is free. So if you're a diabetic, check in with Wayless MD and Wellness. They can get you on a plan to help get you headed in the right direction. Or whatever your health situation is, or you just want to lose a few pounds. And we got to remind folks about that B3 Thrive diet. Go to waylessmd.com, click on, look for our logo, and then click on the link to find out more about that online program as well. Now, Sherry Stoka, Wayless MD and Wellness, Southport Plaza, Kenosha. You guys offer lots of stuff. How do they get a hold of you, Sherry?
Yes. Once again, they can go, like you said, to our website. They can still sign up for B3. That is free. So we have had people sign up for that at waylessmd.com. You can also give us a call at 262-226-2046.